We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So, you know, I'm listening to Jill Schlesinger over the weekend.
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. All right. Jill on Money, by the way. Jill on Money, heard every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6, sports permitting, and sometimes even on Sundays. And anyway, Jill is here. And that one woman that called that had $80 zillion in it, my God, I'm sitting there listening to this going, holy cow.
Well, I'm surprised that that's what you were going to say, because I thought you were going to talk about my interview with Diana Henriquez about the crash of 1987.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because the reason is because, well, you know, people have money, people don't have money, that's one thing. But to hear someone who's like researched this topic forever who says, hey, you know, I think it could happen again, that took my breath away.
Well, I remember in the aftermath of that, it wasn't computerized trading playing a part in this, and they shut those off. And they do it now, I believe, when you start to see a significant drop, they'll actually cut it out anyway. They'll take the trading off.
All they do is they have this thing called circuit breakers, which means that there's not going to be a 22% drop in one session.
God,
but it doesn't mean that you can't have a 22% drop over the course of a bunch of days, and that you can have a contagion and that things can freeze up. And that's what I thought you were asking about, not about the woman with the gazillion dollars.
Yeah, well, she better get out. Get out now.
No getting out. But it is a crazy time because, you know, we get a lot of bad news out there. We talked about this last week.
Right.
And the markets keep going higher. We hit through 23,000 on the Dow last week. I thought something interesting that a little factoid I found, which is the S&P 500 hasn't had a one-day decline of 3%, which is not that big a deal, right? A 3% move down. We haven't had that in almost a year.
Okay.
And so that starts to make me a little bit nervous, like, could we be setting up for something? I mean, there's nothing that is obviously on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean bad things can't happen.
All right. Well, one thing we did want to talk about just very quickly, it's your latest post at JillOnMoney.com, and that is, of course, the re-enrollment for the ACA or health insurance plans in general. We're doing it here.
Yeah. I mean, look, open enrollment season is going on at many companies. It usually starts the end of October, beginning of November. I'll do a special post about the Affordable Care Act next week because it's got its own problems. Okay. But when you are looking at your own retirement accounts and your own health care, just remember, take a little time, take a breath. Don't necessarily just say, I'll do exactly what I did last year. I think the big key here is that things do change, and companies are actually introducing new kinds of health plans. They're high deductible plans. Mm-hmm. They're usually paired with something called a health savings account. This can be a really good and affordable option that a lot of people have available, but they're not doing it because it's sort of like, oh, I don't want to go learn about that.
Well, the HSA is still a viable option.
It's still
around.
Yeah, HSA is great, and the flexible spending is also great.
All right. Jill, any big numbers this week?
Oh, stay tuned. Friday, big GDP report. We'll find out by how much the economy expanded in the third quarter, probably about 2.5 to 2.7.
It's okay.
Not bad. We'll take it.
Not terrible. It's not 7, but what are you going to do? Jill, thank you.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. By the way, anytime, JillOnMoney.com, a lot of valuable tools there. And, of course, you ought to listen on Saturday afternoons from 4 until 6 because Jill's there too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.